Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I love saying my wife. It sounds so adult. That's my wife. It's great. You sound like a person. I said it even before we were married. We were just dating and we were once getting on an airplane and Anna's ticket didn't say anything and my ticket said priority access. It doesn't matter why. But we were getting on. And I said, can my wife board with me? And they were like, yes, of course, right this way. And I was like, oh, that is so much better than all those times I was like, can my girlfriend come? And yeah, I shouldn't have said it that way, but still. My wife just has some to it, you know? Get away from my wife. No one talk to my wife. Marriage is gonna be very magical. I didn't kill my wife. That's like, ooh, who's that fella?
Monday, September 8th, 2025. It is the wake up call, and it's 106.5 The End. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, here we are. Here you are. And it's a Monday. A Monday of 5 days.
Oh, because we.
Last week was four. Although, I mean, we've all talked about this before. When your week gets shortened, it just feels longer.
Feels much longer.
Yeah. Now, you, and it probably felt forever for you because you were sick last week.
And let me tell you, I was.
Minutes were hours.
I was coming apart at the seams. Just sitting in that house. And of course, like the kids are in school. And then my boyfriend would leave for work and I'd just be like.
Katie would text me and Kevin and just be like, I got to come back.
I got to do something.
What are you guys doing? What are you doing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, not good.
Hopefully everybody had a fun weekend. Katie went on a trip. We'll talk about that coming up on the show. I hurt my back again.
Oh, no. What'd you do this time?
It was at the gym, and I was doing burpees, and...
Gavin!
You're going too fast on the burpees.
Why
if you're hurting...
would you be doing burpees at all? You're
you
somebody
know your
that
back.
Has to get...
Epidurals
right. into your spine.
Well, the epidurals make it feel better and they kind of trick you. They even told me that would happen. They're like, you're going to feel no more pain. But because of that, you have to constantly remind yourself you are somebody with a bad back. And I got to tell you, I've Googled this. Like a lot, it happens to tons of people. it's hard to remember that you have a bad back when you feel no pain. So, I mean, for months and months and months, I've been fine to do anything and everything at the gym. And it's been fantastic. And I think I pushed it a little too far as the time in between epidurals.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting toward the end. You're supposed to get, or not supposed to, you can get an epidural every 3 to 4 months. And I'm approaching 5.5 months.
Uh-huh.
So, and I kept saying, like, I want to see if I can push it a little bit.
Why? Why?
I don't know. Because I'm a guy.
But you can't.
Huh?
You can't push it.
Well, I was doing okay. If I chose to live a sedentary lifestyle, I probably would have been able to make it to 6 months.
Well, okay.
But
unless you had some sort of fall.
But I don't fall.
Come on.
I have very secure
feet. I've seen you fall.
Nope. You've seen me trip.
No.
When's the last time I fell?
You used to fall out of your chair like more than any person I've ever met. Like, you'd be up and then you'd just be down. And it's like, I don't.
Those chairs at the old studio were death traps. Not my fault. I blamed engineering and at the time, Entercom.
I don't think Kevin or I fell out of a single chair.
Never.
And no. You would take the whole chair with you. Yeah. Like you would. It would just be.
If I go, we all go. That's what I always say if I'm going to fall out of a chair. If I fall at a restaurant, tablecloth. Come on, you come with me.
You know what? That is another time that you fell.
At a restaurant?
You were yanking your daughter out of a restaurant in Disneyland.
Oh.
And she was losing her mind and you were pissed off about it. And then you also fell down in front of her.
It was at a Denny's. My. It was at a Denny's and they like either.
But weren't you guys at Disneyland?
Yeah. It was as we were leaving. And they either mopped the floor with grease or never mopped the floor. But whatever it was, yes, it was a slick floor, and I was holding her, and there is no coming back as far as your pride goes.
No, after you just stay down at that. In fact, if anything, you have to make it seem worse.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm going to need an ambulance.
Yep.
Because that is less humiliating than the, I'm okay.
Right. She was yelling, and who mopped the floor with grease? Think it's funny? Get me Denny. Bring him out here. Or her.
Dennis.
So anyway, I sent an email to my my back doctor immediately from the parking lot being like, hey, it's me. Let's get the ball rolling on the process to get another one. I wish I could treat it just like I could treat like getting a haircut where I just show up, be like, how long's the wait for an epidural? 30 minutes? No, I'll wait. It's fine. Okay. But I got it. But all the insurance companies got to wet their beaks, you know, so you have to go and you have to have an appointment before to talk about
really?
Stuff. It's so dumb. It's so annoying. And I even think that they think it's dumb too, but you have to have the pre-meeting and then where you just sit around and talk. Do you still have a bad back? Yeah. That's why I'm here. And they go, okay, check. All right, we'll go to the front desk and schedule the epidural, which then has to be like 2 weeks after that.
That is such a waste of everybody's time.
It's seriously.
Now, are you going to admit how you hurt your back?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell them. Yeah, I'll tell them.
I wouldn't.
Why? What do you think they're going to do? Yell at me?
Well, I think the next time you need one, they're going to be like, push them to the back of the list.
Why would they do that?
Because you're not taking it seriously.
Right. I'm taking it more seriously than most of the people that go in there.
How would you know if that's true? You're interviewing everybody?
Because they say, lose weight. That's the number one thing they say to people with bad backs.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the people that are going in there, I've seen them time after time. They're not losing weight.
You've seen every single one of them.
I've seen two.
Okay.
And they're because we're all kind of on the same rotation.
Okay.
But at
doesn't
least
doesn't seem like a big enough sample.
At least I'm trying.
No, I understand. But I still, I wouldn't tell him.
Yeah.
All right. So what should I say?
to blame it on them.
Yeah.
This is their fault?
Say yeah. The epidural say maybe wasn't
do,
strong enough.
Maybe do a good epidural this time.
Right.
Give me some big juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say like, listen, I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
I need big juice. Although I told you that from the beginning and you didn't listen.
The needle that they use is already like this. What is that? Like 12 inches? Something like that? 10 inches? Is big. I can't imagine a bigger needle than that.
Well, I don't think it's a bigger needle. I think it's just more.
That's what they'd say. You want more juice? It's got to be a bigger needle.
Okay.
It's going to look like a Starbucks straw.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say. I want to switch gears, and I found something. You know how social media and everybody's coming up with just like terms for things now? Even if it's stuff that we've had, or, you know, writing or the things that we've had for a really long time, now it has a fun, cutesy name to make it go viral. This, I don't think we ever had a name for, but I kind of like it. And it's called clock botching. Clock botching.
When you set your clock to a different time to try to trick you?
No, but that's a good one, too. This is when you take a small task at work and you take much longer on it to extend it throughout your day so that you don't have to do anything else.
Oh, interesting.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah. My brain would want to do the exact opposite.
Get it done quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. At first, I'm like, I get it. Like, if we had a normal job.
Yeah.
Where we have to go in. I don't know what people do, like, in offices. But, like, their boss would be like, give me a report. I don't know. I don't know what they do. Okay? And you're like, okay, all right. But before you do that, can I get a quick rundown of all the numbers from August?
From Q4.
From Q4. Mm. And then, I don't know, like, I'm saying things that I've heard people say. I don't know what it means. But, like, let's assume that's a task that takes, like, 30 minutes at the most.
Okay.
You just spend all day doing that so that you never have to get around to doing the report.
But you do have to do the report.
Ah.
Oh, but it takes longer. So this is for people who feel like they're not getting paid enough for their time, so they'll do one task, but extend it for a work period.
But then, like, you still know that you have this next thing, like...
They don't care. They're setting their own pace and saying, hey, this is how fast I'm going. Tomorrow I'll get to the next task.
My anxiety,
it sounds lazy to me.
My anxiety could never let me
right.
do that. If somebody came to me and said, hey, you're taking too long on something, I would burst into tears.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't. I'd apologize. I'd give them one of my kids. Like,
why?
I don't like disappointing people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I think Kevin's right, though. It's kind of, it is lazy, but it's also mixed with strategy, which is interesting.
I don't think, the work is still there.
Yeah, we used to know somebody who, he was like the poster boy for the expression, work harder, not smarter.
Yeah.
And he would just spend 12, 13 hours a day at work. And it was because he had nothing else.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Who did you think I was talking about?
Jason.
Oh, well, he's another one. The guy that we used to do the show with, if you've listened to the show for a really long time, his name was Jason, and it was like...
His name is Jason. He's still alive.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. So we would watch him take something that would only take 5 minutes to do.
Sometimes at the very most. If you were stretching it out, it would take 5 minutes.
And he would make it last hours. Hours. And I don't know if that's clock botching, I do not support this.
Oh, okay. That you don't support.
No, no.
Okay.
Because you're crazy people if that's the case. You're making your coworkers nuts.
I always thought that that was a control thing because we couldn't leave. Like, he'd have to do stuff before we could do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have stuff we have to do to finish out our day. But he had to do a couple things first before we could get to the tasks that we needed to do. And I always felt like that was his way of, like, controlling us and our time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but that's kind of like what Kevin said. They're setting their own, how did you put it, Kevin?
Their own pace.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So maybe that is a control thing. Oh, I don't like clock botchers.
See? Mm-hmm.
I'm taking this back. I'm taking it all back.
There was a time that you did think it was a good idea?
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know what the pettiest reason is you've ever stopped dating somebody. Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We're getting into this because I found this list of petty reasons that somebody posted on, it was on BuzzFeed. And these are really funny, but I'm sure wake up call listeners are even funnier.
Oh, they are.
And very, very petty. Some of the things that we have on this list. She got mad that I never viewed her Instagram stories. And I am barely on Instagram. She had this silly oversized beret. And I thought and I thought it was an occasional fashion choice, but it turned out to be a personality piece that she wore all the time.
Oh my God.
Another one. He had his last name tattooed across his back.
Yeah. We know somebody. We have a very good friend that has his last name tattooed on his back. And it's like, so is this like in case you're playing shirts and skins and you have to play skins so that they know what your last name is?
These are petty reasons people have broken up with people. They never say thank you to anyone for anything.
Oh, that would
that's drag, not. That I don't would, find that petty.
No.
Somebody said they chew too loud. Somebody said they littered.
So, yeah, that would bug me.
Always peed on the toilet and around the toilet. Also, don't find that petty at all. That's pretty gross. Did you ever break up with somebody for, by the way, if you want to contribute to this conversation, please text in or call 916-909-1065, 909-1065.
When I was in high school, I did break up with a boy because his name was Russell. And I just couldn't handle being with, and he didn't go by Russ.
Yeah.
He went by Russell. I just thought, I can't do this.
Yeah. I dated a girl once that had some baby teeth. Like I guess she didn't have adult teeth. And she only had three of them, but it was enough to make me not look at anything else in her smile except for these little teeny tiny baby teeth.
Doesn't your wife have small teeth?
She's small teeth, but she has adult teeth.
Okay, got it.
Baby teeth are a whole... A baby tooth in a baby's head, in a kid's head, is great. A baby tooth in an adult's head, there's a reason why, I know you haven't seen the movie, but why the villain from the movie Weapons has all baby teeth. It's unnerving and very creepy.
Okay, yeah.
Text messages. Oh, go ahead. On Facebook. Do we get good ones?
Do the text message.
All right, here was one we got on Facebook. Her fingernails were too small for her fingers. He had his truck jacked way up.
Oh, no.
This one texted into 909-1065. This guy came to my house with a plastic bag and had California rolls in it. And he sat down on the floor and watched my cable and enjoyed all my air conditioning and didn't offer me a single California roll.
That seems like a good reason to break up with somebody. Haley said, and I think that this is a reasonable reason too. He called my best friend fat and said she looked obese in her swimsuit.
Not petty. I don't think that's petty.
Uh-uh. Don said he bragged about demeaning the tech at an oil change place for not putting down paper mats in his crappy car.
916-909-1065. Let's talk to Carolyn. We're talking about the pettiest reasons you ever broke up with somebody or just stopped dating them. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
All right. So what's your petty reason?
So this guy just was super into me, and he knew my favorite movie was Titanic, and I know, like, a lot about it. And it was one of the anniversaries coming up, so he got me this, like, really expensive, valuable medallion that had a piece of the Titanic in it.
Whoa.
And I was like, no, you're gone.
Why? Why?
It was too much, man. That's too much. That's, like, that's not week three gift.
So he got too nice of a gift too early.
Fast.
I totally understand that.
Man, that would have worked on me so hard.
Carolyn, thank you so much.
Michaela said, I didn't like the way he ordered an eight tacos.
Like what? What is he supposed to say? Ocho? What would have made that better? Know.
Catherine said he ordered a steak well done.
Oh.
Deona said, we went to see the woman in black and he went to get food. He came back with nachos. Loud ass nachos in a quiet horror film. And then another guy, I broke up with him because he drove a yellow Mini Cooper. But my favorite one comes from Judith, who said, he was not a tall man, but that wasn't the issue. He had very long arms.
Oh, like a gibbon. If you don't know what a gibbon is, Google it. You'll see a picture of her ex.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so this is a public service announcement. That's a, we're public servants here, as well as doctors. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes lawyer.
And lawyer. This is specifically to Dutch Bros.
Yeah. There was a woman at a espresso stand. It's like a bikini espresso bar. And a gentleman pulled up. It's called the Ladybug Bikini Espresso.
Oh.
Where all the gals are in bikinis or lingerie.
Or lingerie?
Yeah, it's what it says.
Spicy.
And a guy pulled up, ordered his drink. As she's handing him a clipboard that he, so that he can sign for his card, he grabs her and tries to pull her into his car.
What?
Yeah, into his truck.
Through the window?
Yes. She was able to, like, brace herself, like, with her legs. And then once she got free, she was able to close the drive-through window. The guy was arrested and everything. It's all captured on video. You could see he's grabbing her pretty hard, too. This made me think of Dutch Bros.
Yeah, why? What does this have to do with Dutch Bros?
Because they are almost climbing in your car already. Anybody that's been to a Dutch Bros knows what I'm talking about. The fact that they haven't found their way onto my lap every time I pull up to pay is an absolute miracle. We used to work with somebody who pulled up to a Dutch Bros and you know, sometimes they have like the teen, always teenagers too,
yeah.
standing outside with like a tablet and they're taking your order there. She opened his passenger side door and got in his car to take his order.
Is that true?
Yes, he told us.
Is that allowed?
No, it's not allowed. So I feel like the people at Dutch Bros, God bless you. God knows you're doing the Lord's work, putting smiles on people's faces, I guess, every day. It makes me feel manic, but that's okay.
I mean, I'm not going to agree with that statement.
Some people love it. I
can't handle it.
It makes me, yeah.
One thing I don't need from my baristas or baristos is a whole deep conversation.
Or even, like, the excitement of just like, hi, oh my God, I love that you're here. I hope you're, are you going to have a good day? Because I think I'm going to have a great day.
Hi, friend. Hi.
Hi.
What's your favorite color? When did you lose your virginity?
Right. So, I don't like that at Dutch Bros, you're basically doing the kidnapper's work for them.
At least halfway. Yeah, that's a great point.
So, just dial it back, guys. It's a cautionary tale.
Here's another problem. I can't tell who works at Dutch Brothers and who doesn't anymore.
Okay.
And maybe this is just because I'm getting old. I don't think so. But when I go to Dutch Brothers, there's just a whole bunch of people hanging out inside, outside.
Can you go into a Dutch Bros?
Well, they're inside the building. I don't know. I'm not inside the building. So I assume all the people inside are employees. But I also assume that they're all employees outside the building. Like, what are you doing in a Dutch Brothers? Not in a car. Like, it just seems.
I think you can get your drinks faster because you can order things on an app. I think if you're a Dutch Bros fan or if you're in the mafia.
It took me a second. It's like, wow, we took a turn. I forgot they're Dutch Bros Mafia.
The Dutch Bros Mafia.
Right, yeah.
Tell us, there's an app and you can just walk up and get your drink, right? I think that's why people are, I guess, loitering.
That's what it seems like. It seems like.
But remember when you were a teen and even if like you weren't working that day, you'd go to your work because that's where your friends were.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a little bit of that too.
But I thought they all just hang out on Roblox now or something. Like, I don't think they actually had real life interactions.
Well, I think you're thinking of tweens and they have no business at a Dutch Bros.
That's true. They
get
can't.
Too jacked and kidnapped.
That's right.
And start kidnapping.
None of them will ever reach their potential in height because of too much caffeine. Stop right. their growth.
What is their drink that they have there that everybody's...
The White Annihilator?
They have something called...
The
Great White Annihilator. Yeah, it's bomb. What? It's like a white mocha, but like super strong.
Okay, that's not what I meant.
Can we change the name of that?
Meant how they... It's like their version of Red Bull or something.
Oh, the Rebel. The Rebel's bomb. I get a dinosaur egg double blended Rebel. It's so good.
Are you hearing yourself? Here's my question. How did you determine that that was something you even ever wanted to try?
Well,
because those are words that when you put them together don't mean anything.
Well, when you work by a Dutch Bros, you get Rebels often, and I just try different flavors.
I see.
There's vampire's blood, dinosaur egg.
Naturally.
There's pina colada. There's other exotic ones, too.
I do kind of feel like that if this makes me feel a little bit better about the potential kidnapping, because I just feel like in a kidnapping situation, the words like, can I have a gummy bear carousel? Like, just probably wouldn't come up in a kidnapping situation.
Right.
Was the last word you ever heard before you lived in a well for 15 years. It was shaved puppy penguin. Sugar free. Oh, my God.
Dutch Bros isn't paying us to say
they sure aren't.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She is on a roll with a jackpot of $200 on... Are you smarter than Katie? Wah, blah, 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 blah. Yes. And we are playing with Chelsea from Sacramento this morning. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Oh, I love the energy. I love it. All right, Katie's going to leave the studio. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right.
Okay.
I need a pen. Okay, there we go. Somebody took my pen.
Oh, my God. That was so aggressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Here we go. Question one. A Hyundai plant in Georgia was raided by ICE, and they took 300 South Korean immigrants into custody. South Korea told America that they would take all of them back. And they didn't want them deported to another country, but Hyundai is pissed about the loss of workers. Which of the following is not a Hyundai vehicle? Santa Fe, Palisade, or Expedition?
Expedition.
Question two. Candace Cameron Burr took down a picture she posted on her social media of her in a bathing suit. She said the reason why was because she couldn't handle all the comments about her body. What was her character's name on Full House?
DJ Tanner.
Question three. Tom Hanks was supposed to be honored with a civilian award by the military for all his work supporting the military, but they canceled it without any explanation. Some are speculating that it's because he's not a Trump supporter. Tom Hanks produced an award-winning show for HBO about World War II after Saving Private Ryan. What was it called?
Saving Tom Hanks? I have no idea.
Saving Tom Hanks? Okay.
Sure.
Question four. The Jonas Brothers are making their return to Disney by releasing a movie called A Very Jonas Christmas. You can see the trailer for it by texting in the word Jonas, J-O-N-A-S, to 909-1065. What day of the week is Christmas this year?
A Thursday.
Okay. And question five. Charlie Sheen has a new tell-all documentary coming to Netflix. He's given us a preview of some of the shocking details. He admitted that he has had sex with many men as part of his sex addiction, and he was paying them to stay quiet. If he paid $15,000 to seven different men a year, how much was he spending per year on that?
$105,000.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Chelsea, you've got all the energy in the world. Are you going to work or leaving work?
No, we're going to work. Work in school this morning.
And what do you... Is somebody still in the car with you?
Yes, my kiddo, Parker.
Hi, Parker.
Hey, Parker.
You can say
hi.
Oh, my God. Parker has the same energy.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to put you guys on hold. And, Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. You're defending $200. Question one, a Hyundai plant in Georgia got raided by ICE, and they took 300 South Korean immigrants into custody because they said that some of their visas were not valid.
Some had overstayed, right?
Yeah, I think so. South Korea told America, listen, we're just going to take them all back. Do not deport them to another country. We're just going to take them all back.
Okay.
Hyundai is pissed, though, because that's a lot of people not working for Hyundai right now. Which of the following is not a Hyundai vehicle? Okay. The Santa Fe, the Palisade, or the Expedition?
Expedition.
Yeah, that is correct. You know who does make that?
Ford.
Yeah, that's right. Question two, Candace Cameron Burr took down a picture that she posted of her in a bathing suit because of the comments. She said she could not handle so many people talking about her body.
Man, she sure has no problem talking about other people. Maybe not their body, but their beliefs. Weird.
What was her character's name on Full House?
DJ Tanner.
DJ Tanner! Do we think that there really is a DJ somewhere?
You gotta stop making this joke.
Named DJ
Tanner?
You
gotta stop making this joke.
They made the joke in Fuller House already.
And you've been doing it for Chek's Watch 17 years with me.
And it's still funny.
It's hella funny.
Thank you, Kevin.
I laugh.
I don't think he's laughing for the right reasons.
Doesn't matter. A laugh is a laugh.
Okay. Yeah.
Question three. Tom Hanks was supposed to get honored with a civilian award by the military for all his work that he's done supporting them. But it was canceled without any explanation. And there's speculation that it's because he is not a Trump supporter. Tom Hanks produced an award-winning show for HBO about World War II after he did Saving Private Ryan. What was it called?
Band of Brothers.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow, what a war fan. Look at you.
I'm a Department of War.
Question four. The Joe Bros are making their return to Disney by releasing a movie called A Very Jonas Christmas.
Cute.
It does actually look cute. You can see the trailer again by texting in the word Jonas. What day of the week is Christmas this year?
Friday?
The Thursday.
Oh.
Question five. Charlie Sheen has a documentary coming to Netflix. He's given us a preview of some of the shocking details in it. He admitted he's had sex with many men as part of his sex addiction, and for years he paid them to stay quiet.
Oh.
If he paid $15,000 to seven different men a year, which I believe is way low, how much was he spending per year on that?
Okay, 15.
Yeah.
Okay. To seven men.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Three seconds.
105,000?
That is correct. Wow. What was Chelsea's name? Chelsea, what was your son's name again? Parker?
Parker.
All right, final score, Parker. You got four, but Katie got four.
Oh,
it's a tie.
It's a tie.
Wow. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. Unbelievable. Parker, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am just as smart as Katie.
That's right, buddy.
That was so good. Parker, what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
Have a great day, buddy. Have a really great day. Thank you for listening.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. If you sleep in a room that is too warm, Kevin has some bad news for you. Kevin, you're the Wake Up Call medical correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
What is the data?
New research has come out that says consistently sleeping in a warm room may be suppressing your metabolism, reducing your body's ability to burn fat, which makes you fatter.
What?
Yeah.
In a warm room?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the good news. I can't sleep in a warm room.
No. I want to be frigid.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, I don't know why. Because all that I do is I like to make the room really, really cold, and then I just pull a blanket up on top of me.
Well, because you can adjust the blanket and stuff. You can take it off of you. You can pull it back on.
I guess that's true. I don't usually, but...
But parts of your face would be cold still.
Chilly. You know why I think this is a beneficial thing? Have you ever tried to sleep in an old person's house?
Yeah, I currently do.
I don't think your mom qualifies as an old person.
It is an old person's house because they keep the temperature so hot in there.
My mother's house, and prior to that, my grandparents' house was always as hot and muggy as it could possibly be.
Your mom's house is definitely warm.
My grandfather lived in Orlando, Florida, and I remember as a kid going down there and trying to sleep. He had an air conditioner. He didn't have central air, but he had an air conditioner. I don't know why. I guess it's a decoration because he never turned it on. It was like trying to sleep inside a butterfly house at the zoo. It was just always humid and hot. And old people need their fat.
Okay.
Don't you kind of think so?
I think the thin ones do, but
it just seems like they're falling a lot. You know, it's cushioning.
Is Kevin trying to say that the reason that you're a little chubby is because of the temperature in your home?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's the main reason why I brought it up.
So, Kevin...
So, could you just turn the... Make it cooler?
I can't because I live with four people that constantly get cold.
Okay.
So, that's why I think when I come in here, I'm so freezing because I'm not used to this coldness.
Okay. Because you are strangely cold in this room.
Right.
I mean, you will be in like a sweatshirt, a jacket with a blanket on you.
Because my house is warm.
Okay.
It's like a warm hug every time you walk in.
Can I ask a question? Is being in here in the cold... Is that sort of offsetting being warm at home?
Or
is it because you're awake here?
It's a good question. More at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's warmer. So that's why I'm getting fatter and fatter, and I blame my mother.
I mean, Kevin, you might have some scientific data to back all that up now.
Okay, but you don't... Listen, I'm just going to say it. You need to move out.
Wow.
This is reason number 567. You need to move out. You have to for your health.
Can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
Why?
It's free there.
Okay. So, it's making you fat. And
okay.
Fat is killing
I'd rather be fat and rich than skinny and broke.
Okay. You said this that you cried all weekend because you're depressed because you're broke.
Well, I wasn't going to share that, but yeah, I was depressed because I was broke.
Well, that's good. Crying burns calories.
Okay. Yeah. But you just said rich and fat.
Okay.
But you're broke, so you're just chubby and
Well,
poor?
You're right, Katie. What am I going to do with my life?
You're going to find a roommate.
I don't want roommates.
You have four of them.
I don't. No,
you
they're
have
not
four
roommates.
Of them and you're not allowed to touch the thermostat.
I would be considered as a caretaker.
Okay, let me ask you this, Kevin.
I'm a caretaker.
I'm on Katie's team on this.
What? Why? You were just on my team.
But let's look at it this way. You deserve the dignity to touch the thermostat.
I can touch it if I want. I just don't want to hear the complaining.
Doesn't sound like you
if
can,
If I touch
then.
The thermostat, they will be complaining.
Leave that thermostat alone.
Well, why? Okay, that's not being allowed to touch it. You deserve to live in a space where you can touch the thermostat.
I can touch it all the time.
All the time.
Not without people yelling at you, you said.
Well, so put on a sweater.
No, you should be able to touch it without hearing a peep.
Well,
that's your.
Sometimes I do it. I don't hear it until like 3 days later, because then that's when they notice.
Well, why don't you tell them that from now on, you're making me fat.
Yeah, say that.
They said, no, that's the food you're eating.
Oh, boy.
And I said, okay, well, you got me there.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Art, we want to know what is a really weird and dumb flex that you have that nobody else is impressed with. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us at that number. We're bringing this up because we found a list on Reddit of, or BuzzFeed, with some of the funniest flexes that people have tried to put on and people just don't care. We'll start with this one. A manager prided herself on being crazy busy all the time.
Oh, God.
She proudly told me she hasn't listened to music in 15 years because she doesn't have time.
We have worked with somebody who we used to say worked eight days a week, 25 hours a day. Couldn't stop telling you how busy she was and how much busier she was than everybody else.
Here's another one. My brother-in-law is almost 60 and brags about never eating fruits or vegetables. And he thinks it's funny that his kids and grandkids are the same way. Oh, boy, oh, boy. 916-909-1065. A guy hitting on me at a bar in Los Angeles proudly said that he was in the National Pedigree commercial. Pedigree's dog food.
Okay.
But I mean,
well, still, there has to be humans.
Right, the dog has to run towards somebody patting their leg.
Right, otherwise it's just a street dog.
Right, exactly. Text message that we just got in. I got a ham radio license in middle school. I love it. What's like a flex that you have that nobody cares about?
I had an almost exact trajectory as a child as Molly Ringwald. Except I ended up here and she became a superstar.
She became Molly Ringwald.
Also, I fostered a lot of cats.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I mean, some died. But that happens,
some
right?
Some are going to die.
Some are going to die.
I had a very good live rate.
That's right. That's right, Joni Ernst. We all die. All right. Another text message that we got in here. These are sad flexes. You can be part of this by calling 909-1065. My maternal grandmother was named Laverne, and my maternal grandmother was named Shirley.
That's adorable.
That's not really a flex, but nobody's impressed by that. I'll tell you what I don't get any respect for.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to this BuzzFeed list. Nobody gives a damn about how much I know about dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah, we don't.
I know a lot.
Yeah, that's true, but...
Nobody cares. You know that the Parasaurolophus is the only dinosaur where we know what it sounded like?
How?
Because of the crest on its head, they were able to recreate all the air chambers inside.
But how would we know that that's right?
Because when you blow through it, it made the sound, and it's a beautiful trumpety sound. Nobody cares!
I'll tell you what, I was the youngest person to ever get into Group A in Cosmic Kids.
Oh.
I almost said F you, but for real.
Somebody said, I have a huge championship ring from an esports team.
Oh my God, esports, what kind?
I don't know.
Because I was going to flex that I'm like a diamond rank in League of Legends, but... Esports ring is way better.
Kevin, what are some of your flexes that are sad?
I can put my leg over my head.
I want to see that one.
I am a diamond rank in League of Legends. I am an emerald rank in TFT.
What's
two different games?
What's
Team Fight Tactics? Remember?
No. Remember?
And then I'm also I've also won 3 store championships for Lorcana, and also placed top 4 in 15.
Have you ever tried to put on any of these flexes on some laneys? No, I guess not. Okay.
They don't care.
Back to this BuzzFeed list for a second. A patient once bragged about not drinking water. She told me that, quote, if God wanted her to drink water, he would have made it taste better. my coworker boasted about not using their paid time off.
Oh, my God. When people do that, it's like... Okay, don't use your benefit.
It even says the days don't roll over or pay out. So I thought, so you're basically working for free, dum-dum.
I love people that want to, like, their big flex is that they're working so much harder than you.
Yeah, definitely. Another one that we got texted in to 909-1065. My dad used to brag he never changed a diaper for any of his 3 kids. Cool story, bro.
Can I tell you one of my dad's big flexes? He can moo exactly like a calf.
Wow.
That's and he got a guy named Scotty McFarland voted as homecoming queen.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Not to mock him. Scotty was very excited about it.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
I want to issue an apology to the people at Starbucks.
Oh, your Starbucks or everyone?
My Starbucks, specifically mine, which is on Blue Oaks in West Roseville. It's not you. It was me, but I pulled up to their drive-thru like I do every day for my cold brew, and
what?
What happened? Did you yell at someone?
I was crying.
Why? Why were you crying?
What?
Was the cold brew that good?
No.
This early in the morning?
Yes. Jeez. Yes.
About what?
You guys are gonna laugh so hard at me. Okay. So one of my favorite bands of all time is AJR.
Oh, they released a new
and
song.
AJR put a whole new album out.
Oh, God.
The AJR has a whole new album out. It's an EP, so there's only like 5 or 6 songs on it. And they put it out last night. And I got in the car this morning. I go, I'm going to listen to their new album. And I put it on. And the Starbucks is only like 5-6 minutes, maybe 7 from my house. And from the time I left my house until I got there, I made it through 2 songs. And son of a bitch, they hit me right in the feels. And I couldn't shut off my tears.
Oh.
And I also need my Starbucks. So I had a decision to make. Do I not get Starbucks like a peasant? Or do I just pull up and just order my Starbucks, hope they don't notice? And she did.
She did.
Did she ask you what's wrong?
She could see it in my eyes. Yes.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Because they see me every day. It's the same like 2 or 3 people because nobody else works the shift that early. So they're like, you okay?
Did you say, oh, I was just listening to a song?
I said I was listening to some music that was touching me emotionally.
Oh, God.
And they're like, all right.
Maybe you need a break from AJR.
I had one for a long time. This is like this is all their new music.
Yeah, but it does seem to affects you.
Yeah.
Too much.
Their music is incredible. Their lyrics are so powerful. How are they so young and so prolific in writing? I don't get it. Man, they've got a song on their new album about a dog, and you'd think that's fun. It's not fun. It's all through the eyes of a dog watching his owner go through terrible stuff and not understand what's happening. Oh my God, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it.
What about that is sad?
Oh my God. Well, the AJ, because AJR's brothers, they're three brothers. Their dad died.
Right.
So part of the song is the dog watching them deal with the grief of their dad's death.
Okay.
They also, I think one of them went through a huge breakup, watching them deal with that.
Okay.
And just the innocence of like a dog not understanding it. And like, there's even a part in the chorus too where the dog's talking about like...
The dog's talking?
Yeah, the song's through the dog's thoughts and his perspective. Okay. And there's a part in the song where the dog's like... It's like, I know you're going through something, but just know I'm going to live forever and I'm going to be here forever with you. And it's like, oh,
oh boy.
Grande cold brew.
You know, there have been times you've absolutely come around over the years, but there was a long stretch of time where you would get very frustrated when we would fight and I would cry.
Yeah.
And I would say to you, if I could, because you thought...
I accused Katie of weaponizing.
You weaponize your tears.
Yeah.
And I would say, do you think I want to be a woman that cries at work? Nobody wants... I mean,
right.
Maybe some women do, but not the good ones.
Right.
And I used to say, I cannot control this. It's like having hiccups. When I'm crying, just talk to me like it's not even happening.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get it.
Do you think I want to be a man crying at a drive-through window?
Exactly.
Somebody texted in, oh my God, the new AJR songs made me cry too. Thank God I'm not alone.
Well, what were you drinking at the time?
Who witnessed that?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're like us, you love stories about sex and crime and just deviant people, I've got one for you, except it's not a person. Listen to this story, okay? There was a research lab, and they had guinea pigs. Now, the guinea pigs were separated by male and female.
Okay.
And there was one guinea pig that was so starved for intimacy that he saw no other option than to break out of his prison and break into the girl prison.
Uh-oh.
And he was there getting his jollies for so long that he impregnated over 100 guinea pigs.
And what period of time?
I don't think they actually know, because... Oh, it wasn't a research. It was an animal park. Even funnier.
Also, why does the animal park have so many hamsters? Oh, they're feeding them to things.
Probably.
Ugh. Yeah.
But they don't know how long this guinea pig was in there, because the guinea pig kind of assimilated and like...
acted like a lady?
Blended in with the ladies. So that he
like
could...
took his finger and pushed his hair behind his ear.
Oh, I'm sure. Right. Yeah, probably lots of that. Probably lots of like, oh, I love that.
Right. Girl, please.
And even funnier.
Men, you know that's right.
And even funnier, as if this story wasn't funny enough, the name of the male guinea pig was Randy.
Oh, come on. Was it Randy before?
Yes.
Ah! Okay, wow.
And here's how they noticed. You'd think that they would have noticed that, like, wait, why are all these like girls separated from the guys getting pregnant? You think that would have tipped them off? No. What tipped them off was that they noticed one guinea pig, Randy the boy, was starting to look a little malnourished, a little lethargic. He was underweight, and it was because he was banging so much.
Kevin, I'm shocked this hasn't happened to you. That's why you lost weight.
What?
Is that what happened? Because you're skinny.
You did go from being like a chubby little guinea pig.
Yeah.
To being a lot more slender now.
I don't think it's because of the sex.
You don't think so?
You don't think? The ladies do most of the work for me. Okay? They please me.
I see. Okay.
Right. If Kevin women love that, by the way. Women love a guy who really doesn't put in any effort.
I put in effort. Excuse me.
You're excused.
I didn't say I put in no effort.
Okay.
You know what they say about Kevin in Sacramento.
What they say?
Real male starfish.
Starfish too.
Just laying on his back.
Yes. Okay, sweetie.
You know, if Kevin was personified by any animal, it would be a guinea pig.
Yes, it would.
Why?
Because they're adorable.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But they're kind of dumb.
There are lots of them.
Okay.
And there are lots of Kevin Wynns.
And they scream.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
And if you were telling me you couldn't picture a guinea pig, like, running up to the side of the cage and being like, bitch.
And you know, some guinea pigs also have, like, permanent bedhead.
Yes!
There are times
I hate you.
But there are times that Kevin comes in here and we even have to be like, what is going on with your hair?
What happened to you last night?
Like, did you sleep in a box?
Somebody wasn't the starfish last night.
And now we know. The answer is, yeah, he slept in a cage with wood chips.
And you just had to drink from that little water thing.
Wow. So, yeah. So, Kevin, this is you.
Wow. I'm Randy.
And do we think sometimes maybe that Kevin puts on an effeminate personality
to get closer to women?
No, I don't do that. That's fake. This is just how I am.
No, okay, I don't know.
It does because you have a lot of very attractive female friends.
They are hot. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Bad bitches club.
See, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
What?
You assimilate with the other lady guinea pigs.
Yep.
And
so that you can get close to them.
Right. Okay. But listen, don't impregnate 100 of your friends. I've said it a thousand times.
Them, I can.
No, no.
If we've said it once, we've said it a thousand times. Kevin, don't impregnate a thousand friends.
We just multiplied it by 10.
Yeah, I don't know what we mean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.